become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts, participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Continuing our health week, we're going to talk to an activist in the health world, and she's having a great panel of experts, including a film screening of Scratching the Surface. Jeffrey Smith will be there. Of course, he's the world-renowned author on the topic of GMOs. He's also the filmmaker of many great documentaries, and he's from the Institute for Responsible Technology and leading spokesperson, as I mentioned, on the health dangers of GMOs. And they're also going to be talking about GMO mosquitoes. Only in South Florida do we have to worry about those sorts of things. Being a lifelong South Floridian, I could only imagine what these GMO mosquitoes are all about. And we'll bring our special guest on, Trish Sheldon, who's organizing it. She's also very much a health activist and researcher, and I'm glad to bring her on. Hi, Trish. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me. Doing well. Thanks.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got into health and all this.
Well, I think I was volunteering for Greenpeace at the time, and I had heard about their crop science infiltrating human DNA into the rice supply. So
yikes.
I think at that moment it was like, how can I not get involved?
Right. So you've been an enthusiastic activist ever since, and you're also one of the organizers with, is it Floridians Against GMOs or GMO Free Florida? What's the name of it?
Yeah, I'm the co-founding member of GMO Free Florida, and we've been educating the state for the last 3 years on the potential health risks for eating GMOs. And we're 30 groups and growing now across the state, and we've been educating and making awareness, you know, the last 3 years, and with our partners and like Food and Water Watch and other various groups come together. We're many of us across the state. And only now have we taken it to the political arena the last year.
Well, with all these states implementing mandatory labeling of GMOs, I think now's as good of a time as ever. I posted an article up at the front page of bobtuscan.com. Hawaii just implemented their mandatory labeling of GMOs. And although California, with a widespread vote on that issue, did not go ahead and label things. Many other states are, I believe, Massachusetts and Maine.
What happened in Hawaii, and they're still, you know, having red tape with the biotech industry threatening to sue them, but they have passed restrictions, and so that's really, really great. We hope they can hold strong. They need support, you know, whatever we can do to help. And, yeah, with California, Prop 37, you know, there was a lot of fraud at the voter polls. There was a lot of trouble, deceit and attack ads, and millions of dollars poured in from the biotech industry to stop Prop 37 and to raise false, you know, allegations that it would hurt farmers. And they put moms and farmers on television saying, don't vote for Prop 37. So, and then there was fraud at the polls. There's so many things that happened. But the really, all the education and awareness that came out of Prop 37 is what really, really spurred on all of these states and more a flood of activism across the U.S. because it didn't pass when everyone knows it should have. It was unanimous. And so since then, our coalition partners in Connecticut have passed labeling. There's red tape as well there with the biotech industry, and also Maine has as well. So we're hoping Florida is one of the next states to go, and we're gearing up.
Well, you have my full support. I remember hearing from y'all when I was doing a confrontation at the University of Florida campus. Monsanto actually came with their touring propaganda bus and set up shop on campus and try to indoctrinate the college students to look at Monsanto as the Earth's savior, because after all, Monsanto is helping this growing planet, and the population growth is out of control, so we must rely on Monsanto. You have a different perspective, don't you?
You know I do. So sure, I mean, if they want to say they're feeding a hungry world, what a great motto, right? However, I do look at it as there's more food than we know what to do with produced in this country. And the problem is, why is it not getting to the people that need it? And the foods that we're mass producing in abundance are these GMO crops, the subsidy crops, corn, soy, canola, cottonseed oil, cotton. You know, so why are we subsidizing only the farmers that are bringing us GMOs? I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about subsidies, but I certainly know that subsidizing only genetically modified crops from farmers that grow them, you know, and we're growing such an abundance of these that you see all these GMO food crops in 86% of all food on our grocery store shelf. We don't know what to do with it all the corn and the soy is shoved into 86%. Everything.
86%. Wow. That's incredible.
Right.
I you know, I don't think most people realize just how prevalent GMOs are in their grocery stores and at restaurants.
Right. It's designed that way. Do you think the biotech industry wants us to know? You know, they really don't.
Right.
You know, 64 other countries have labeling laws, mandatory labeling. So these same top five food manufacturers that give us GMOs every day and our food here in this country, in Canada, in, you know, almost 64 other countries, they have to have it labeled or they're completely banned. So they'll label for other countries, yet they're fighting our labeling laws here. Why? Because they know that, you know, 9 out of 10 people when polled, if they had a choice and a right and they could read the label and it said there was a GMO ingredient on there, they would choose not to purchase the product. So they're fighting very hard to not have labeling laws and against our right to know. And whether, you know, you're someone who believes in going through the legislative route to pass bills and things, what I have to say again, like with Prop 37, is that just the education and the outreach that we have to do to make these laws hopefully, you know, go into effect, that itself can create the tipping point, you know. So it's really where we put our money or don't put it, and why would we give those top five food manufacturers our money to give us food we don't want that has no health value, no nutritional value, or a lot less nutritional value, and that the body's reacting to in an adverse way. You know, we have to really think about where we put our money, make an effort to seek and find, you know, organic companies that have your health interests in mind. But I know you know that, Bob.
I certainly do. You know, one of the things I was thinking of when we were talking just a bit ago about Monsanto trying to help with the Earth's population and keep up with the demand, well, they're having an intended perhaps intended consequence associated with using us as guinea pigs, in that with all this cheap, nasty GMO foods, they're going to deplete the Earth's population, and, well, they won't have to worry about us, the useless eaters, very much longer. So, I mean, really, this is our health week, Trish, and we're talking about health, and we're about to take a break. So when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about what science knows about GMOs and its effect on our health and what research is out there. And we'll talk about that in a little bit of greater detail. And I also want to hear about these mosquitoes that you'll be talking about at the conference. That's coming up on Thursday in South Florida. We'll tell you more details on that in just a moment. Trish Sheldon is our guest this segment.
The Bob Justin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
For this segment of our Health Week, we have the benefit of the great activist Trish Sheldon joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show, and she's going to be hosting an event that everyone should attend if they're in the South Florida area, or if you're in the state of Florida in general. I don't know. I'm 5 hours away, and I'm thinking about coming down just to see all these great speakers, including Jeffrey Smith, who is world-renowned expert on this topic of GMOs. And Trish, you are the co-founder of GMO Free Florida. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's a pretty fancy title, co-founder of GMO Free Florida. And
I'm a hardcore activist.
Hardcore. Yeah, I like that. I am too. At least I play one on the radio anyways. So tell me, let's discuss a little bit about GMOs. We're essentially not really sure of what kind of long-term repercussions GMOs have on our health. We're being used as guinea pigs, essentially, for the GMO industry. And I'm of the opinion that it probably is detrimental to our health. If not, it is detrimental of our health. Not probably, it is.
Sure. The American Academy of Environmental Medicine urges its patients and doctors to teach their patients to eat a GMO-free diet. And, we're seeing faulty insulin regulation, infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, changes in major organs and the gastrointestinal system.
Yikes.
And a lot of these diseases have been on the rise since these crops have been into play in the mid-90s. So we've seen a steady increase in disease and especially gut-related disorders and even allergies.
Yeah, right. I've heard through Jeffrey Smith's work that we've seen large animals like the buffalo. And I think the story I'm thinking of, and this might be anecdotal evidence here, but it's always stuck with me, that these large buffalo would eat the cotton in India that the cotton farmers had. And when the cotton farmers in India went over to the GMO cotton, the buffalo started to die off. Do you know this story?
Right, yes. Yes.
That's always stayed with me, rather.
Well, it's pretty compelling evidence. You know, when you're introducing these foods into the animal's diet, they get very sick or die. And it's not unlike the humans that are eating these foods, too. We're seeing the same problems, except we don't graze on cotton, but we're seeing the exact same problems with the pigs, with the rats, with the cows, and with the animals and the livestock that eat these foods that we see in humans. You know, similar problems, the infertility and the gastrointestinal problems. So, and it is pretty alarming if you look at the animals and what's happening with the animals. Even our pets today, our pets are getting very sick. So many pets have kidney disorders. And if you look at the ingredients in the pet foods, the first two ingredients are corn and soy usually. So be wary of the pet foods too.
What produce and what foods are more likely to be GMO?
Right. Well, like I said earlier, the subsidy crops, corn, soy, and it's their subsidiaries, which is high fructose corn syrup or maltodextrin or dextrose, and soy is also soy lecithin and emulsifier, canola oil, cotton and cottonseed oil. You have crookneck squash, yellow zucchini, or yellow squash and green zucchini, papaya from Hawaii and China only. The rest of the papaya is not GMO, but if it comes from Hawaii or China, it is. And sugar from sugar beets, which is in most everything, as well as the corn and the soy. Alfalfa that now feeds our dairy cows. So in some of the dairy, the milk, we still have the growth hormones, RBGH and RBST, which is a contributing factor in some early onset puberty. And, a lot of companies kick the RBGH, RBST out. Ben & Jerry's was one of the very first companies to kick it out of the dairy. And a good news is that Ben & Jerry's also has stated recently that they're going to make sure that their sugar is GMO-free.
Before it was high fructose corn syrup, right?
Well, I'm not sure if any vendors ever had high fructose corn syrup, but I know that the sugar did come from the genetically modified sugar beet. And so it's readily available. And see, a reason why the companies use these is, once again, is because these are our subsidy crops, which our tax dollars go to support. So our tax dollars go to pay for these GMO subsidy crops that make them look so cheap. That's why we can bring such inexpensive food. But that inexpensive food, the instant fast food, is what's killing our society as far as health-wise. You know, so if we realize we've already paid for this food a few times over with our tax dollars, it's the illusion of cheap food, you know. And so unfortunately, though, our minority children and families that don't make a lot what are they going to purchase, a bag full of apples or a 99-cent burger to feed their family, you know. So it's a problem when we subsidize these crops, you know, these foods. But, yeah, those are the major crops.
Interesting. Trish, tell me about this event, and let's talk a little bit about genetically modified mosquitoes. That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, it's not just Florida. I mean, these are very hardy mosquitoes, and they originally have come from either Africa or Egypt. So they'll travel, they'll get on the airplane and go to Chicago. They'll travel to another state. You know what I'm saying? They're
literally get on an airplane?
Well, mosquitoes, haven't you seen a mosquito on an airplane before?
Sure, sure.
I have.
Are these the tiger mosquitoes?
Well, they look like tiger mosquitoes. They're the Aedes aegypti. And so from my understanding, they're created in a lab in Mexico, and they'll be released. They want to release them in the Florida Keys, and mosquito control is pushing for it. And what they're saying is that it can help eliminate spraying, and it will eliminate the species by making them sterile. However, we know there's like a 3-5% success rate in the females surviving, and we know there's also a 100% chance that someone will be bitten. But the thing is that the active, these mosquitoes have sequences of herpes and E. coli. So, and these are very, they carry, you know, complex diseases such as dengue. So we just have no idea what we're unleashing, creating a new insect species that has sequences of E. coli and herpes. We know that genetically modifying our food is a failed science. We know this. We know that the crops are failing or becoming resistant. And we also know that life will find a way to survive no matter what, bacteria, viruses, all of these things. So when you have a host, your blood and you know, a mosquito, it just doesn't make the most sense. So the goal is to potentially eliminate the Aedes aegypti population in doing so, but we just don't see how that's going to happen. We think it's very dated technology that Oxitec is using. This is the biotech industry in the UK that is bringing us these mosquitoes, and they have already released trial releases in the Cayman Islands.
I'm going to have to read more about this. I heard about this story, and I didn't think that it would ever come to fruition. Trish Sheldon, what's the website for people to find the event? How can they find it?
Sure. Yeah, if you go to on Facebook, if you go to GMO Free Florida.
Okay, well, we'll get more in just a second. Thanks. Justin, show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Folks, it's important that we don't only deal with our own personal health and get our health in order and our family's health, but we also become activists and advocates for others out there in our environment, in our communities, rather. And I think that's a great service that she's doing, educating people about GMOs and whatnot. For the next two segments, I'm going to open up the phone lines. This is a rare opportunity for you to jump on board. All week we will have a guest on the topic of health. Each hour I have booked a guest, and there are several guests coming up that you'll definitely want to hear on all sorts of different topics. Next hour we have a great guest coming on that I'll tell you about in just a second. We have Dr. Betty Martini coming on Friday. We have Ty Bollinger coming on Outside the Box talking about cancer, AIDS, and so much more. We have Dr. Carolyn Rosen coming on to talk about magnesium. And we'll do an hour on just magnesium. We were hearing from Dr. Mark Cercas on the importance of magnesium. And that's magnesium that you ingest and use transdermally. My wife and I have been using this magnesium transdermally. I got to tell you, it's magical. I take a little bit of this magnesium oil, and sometimes I get neck cramps. Looking at my computer for hours at a time, sometimes working on the website and whatnot, I get neck cramps from time to time. So I spray some of that magnesium oil on my neck, and I tell you, it goes away within seconds. I'm not exaggerating here. It really is amazing. Also on the website, bobtuscan.com, we have health-related stories all week, in addition to our normal stories that we have. Scientist exposes flu shot lies and doom and gloom media propaganda. Yeah, I guess we're still in flu season technically. Also, we have that story about Hawaii banning GMOs and the people cheering in excitement as a result. We have a story on smoking. I want to talk about this for a moment. I found this to be quite fascinating, and it might not surprise you. But quitting smoking has become much more difficult since 1999. Nicotine levels in cigarettes went up 15% between 1999 and 2011, according to a study published this week in the Journal of Nicotine and Tobacco Research. All right, I got a confession. I used to be a smoker. Like so many others, when I was 18, even before 18, I started to smoke cigarettes. And, I was very much as a kid against smoking cigarettes. But then I got sucked into it, wanted to be cool, had the peer pressure, whatever the reasons are. And I smoked for a while. Probably smoked, 4 years, something like that. And you want to know the way I quit? Well, the way I quit was to go cold turkey. I'm not giving health advice here on smoking, although I was a successful quitter. But I went cold turkey, and I satisfied the urge with smoking something else from time to time. It worked for me. I got rid of the cigarettes. Right around the time I started smoking cigarettes, 1999 to 2011, the years where nicotine levels rose up to 15%. The data was collected from the annual report filed with Massachusetts Department of Public Health by four major manufacturers of cigarettes from 1997 to 2012. Young people could have an easier time becoming addicted to cigarettes the first times they do smoke, says Thomas Land, a director of the Office of Health Information Policy and Informatics at the State Health Department. And I got hooked as a young person. My dad, I'll never forget his story of smoking cigarettes. He was never a smoker. He was an athlete, played college basketball, so on and so forth. But his dad caught him smoking a cigarette as a kid, teenager, whatever. His dad forced him to smoke the entire pack of cigarettes. He didn't smoke again. He got sick as a dog. Jeez. Definitely don't want to smoke an entire pack of cigarettes as a kid. That'll make you sick for sure. So I thought that story was interesting, and I posted that up at the website. I want to get your calls on the topics of health. What are some health remedies that you suggest, natural health remedies? What are some things that you want to avoid? What do you think are some of the health issues that are prevalent in our society today that people ought to be paying attention to? Are you somebody who thinks that there might be at some point a false flag of some sort? A false flag of some sort of bioweapon? There was that, what was that? There was a movie, Contagent. Contagion. What is the movie, Mr. Producer? You know which one I'm talking about? Contagion. And Say it one more time for me. Contagion. No T. All right. Anyways, the premise of the movie, I guess from what I understand, was there's a bioweapon. I'll never forget my encounter with none other than the former governor of the state of Florida and co-chair of the 9/11 Security Committee, Bob Graham. I asked Bob Graham about, this was on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, where he held a symposium. Symposium? Anyways, he held this event talking about the need to get ready for some sort of bioterrorist attack. So I decided to ask him about anthrax and the bioterrorist attack that we faced shortly after 9/11.
Hey, Senator Graham, last time we talked real quick, we talked about Building 7. Did you watch the collapse of that?
Excuse me, don't question.
Yeah, no, we went through this before.
We did. You didn't like the collapse of Building 7?
All right, so I started off by asking him about Building 7, and as I'm being pushed by his goons, he's running away from me and telling me, we talked about it before,
I just don't think there's any validity.
He doesn't think there's any validity to the collapse of Building 7. Jeez.
Anthrax was developed by the military.
I asked him, how about the fact that the anthrax that we found after 9/11 was developed by the military?
It was not developed by the military.
It wasn't the strand we found wasn't developed by the military.
For the 10th anniversary of September 11, 2001, Senator Bob Graham and former governor of the state of Florida decided to have an event taking a look at the inevitable biological attack and whether or not we're prepared. In an interview in which Graham, who was the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee on and after September 11th, 2001, said Osama bin Laden, the Al-Qaeda terrorist leader and the mastermind of the attacks, wanted subsequent attacks to outdo the death toll of nearly 3,000 that day. Graham said that would be difficult to do with conventional weapons, turning the intelligence community's attention to biological terrorism like the spread of anthrax. Well, when we got up with his counterpart for this event, Dr. Glenn Morris, the director of UF's Emerging Pathogens Institute, which studies viruses that can infect plants and animals, he actually acknowledged the fact that the specific strand came from our military.
Dr. Morris?
Yes.
Bob Tuckman, nice to meet you.
Hi, good to meet you.
I have a quick question about the anthrax, which was found shortly after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that they tested the strand of anthrax, and it was the same strand that was developed by a certain black op in our military. Are you familiar with that?
Unfortunately, yes.
The person you were just in the panel with told us it was.
Anthrax is a naturally recurring substance from dead bovines, primarily.
That's misinformation, sir. That's not actual facts.
The word anthrax means Siberian boils. That's where they first
came from.
Is there a reason why
you're
touching?
All right, this is the point in which I'm assaulted on camera for asking him about anthrax. Anyways, your calls when we come back, 800-313-9443, and I'll tell you about our guest coming up next hour.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
In just a moment, our third guest for this Health Week will come on next hour. Lori Cohen-Peters will be joining us. We'll talk about GMOs a bit more and the impact they have on our health. Dr. Jake Gordon, internationally renowned pediatrician, said to Lori, you know more about food and nutrition than anyone I know. And she certainly does, and I'm excited to have her on. She is the co-founder of Farm Food Freedom Coalition, and was a member of a recent, not too long ago, rated Rawsome Food Club. Do you remember that raid? It made news all over. She's also a blogger for the website Real Food Rights and a contributing writer for Body Ecology, a speaker on the topic of whole, enzymatically intact, GMO-free organic foods and nutrition. Lori offers insights on all things whole foods and chemical-free living. She's worn many different hats over the years. She was an owner of an organic lavender private label and retail company that furnished the hotel, spa, and yoga communities, home birthing, long-term breastfeeding mother, which I got to give her major kudos for, and a certified health coach who counsels in nutrition and the mind-body connection. Lori is familiar with building an effective alliance and is committed to true food freedom. Whole and real foods have always been her passion, and health as well. And we'll talk to her about so many different things next hour. But this hour, we're going to finish off with taking some of your calls on the topic of health. There's so many different avenues you can take in discussing health, from health as far as mental health is concerned, and I'm going to have a guest on to talk a little bit about that, to physical health, to the nutrition, disease, food is a big one, and so on and so forth. And we're going to try to cover a wide variety of different parts of this whole topic of health all week long. And I hope you guys enjoy this. And I'd love to get some feedback from you about this health week at thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. You can go to my website as well, bobtuskin.com, and contact me there. I really would like to get your feedback and hear from you and get to know whether or not you find these themed weeks important, in this week in particular on health. And if you do and you support what we're doing, I could use the financial help at the moment. I'm financially unhealthy, and I see the end of the month coming, and rent is due, and geez, the bills need to be paid. I got to pay the internet bill and all that fun stuff. You know how it goes. So if you're able to spare a few Federal Reserve notes, again, go to the website, bobtuskin.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button. And it's a real secure way to donate some funds to me and my family. And, again, I appreciate it. I really could use the help. Also, you can PayPal me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. It's my same email that's up on the website and everything. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. All right, enough of that. Let's get to a caller here and speak with, who do we got? Jerry in Chicago. Hi, Jerry.
Good evening, Bob. Hey, so far so good on the health report, or the health week anyway. But I was going to say that 3 years ago this month, I took my own health into my own hands, quit seeing doctors, quit taking the simvastatin for high cholesterol.
Yes.
And started off with actually just filtering my tap water through a Berkey Light, and it's 8 filters. And I happened to notice that, you know, I was sleeping better. I could remember things better. My memory was coming back from long term, and you made a big difference. And then I started looking into the genetically modified. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. If you go to the grocery store, I want to honestly say, I don't think you can buy anything in there.
Well, you got to find organic food, and even that you have to be careful with. Things that aren't in a box, that don't have descriptions that you can't pronounce. Usually if it has several ingredients and you say, well, what is I can't say it. I don't eat it. And there's so many things like that. Just buying pure foods, and we'll talk about this with our next guest actually a bit. I think you can't go too wrong as long as they're organic and so on and so forth. And definitely go to your farmer's markets, because even though the food is organic, here's a little trick that you might face. Just because food is organic, and I don't want to make people completely paranoid so that they don't eat at all, but just because it's labeled as organic doesn't necessarily mean that it's GMO-free. So it can be organic, labeled organic, and still be a GMO crop. At least that's what I'm under the impression of. So a good way to get around this is, if you can, go to the farmer's market instead. Most towns across the country have farmer's markets now. And develop a relationship with your farmers.
I started doing that this past summer and fall. I was making it a habit when I wasn't working, and if I was working, I gave my Ma a shopping list, and she went and picked it up, and I came over to her house and paid her for it. And
you get better stuff at those markets anyways, man, and the quality's better. It's fresh. It's, you know, you'll be happier overall. And folks, you know, Jerry, this stuff's a little overwhelming. There's so many different things that we have to deal with and we have to take on. And my advice is to just take baby steps, okay? Don't get all verklempt here and overwhelmed. Take baby steps to deal with these issues. You know, start by, like you did, Jerry, start by filtering your water, getting that fluoride out and all those other nasty chemicals. Then deal with another aspect of your health, trying to buy only good food and so on and so forth. Then make sure you get your elderberry and your colloidal silver on tap and all those good things and the magnesium and the you name it, the selenium and this and that. And slowly but surely, as long as you start to, you know, take these baby steps, you'll start to get things in order. And it's good that you got off of that pharmaceutical cocktail that so many people are on for their cholesterol. And Jerry, actually, that's something we might touch on this week, and I've touched on it in past shows with the Weston Price Foundation. It turns out everything they've been telling us about cholesterol is a bunch of BS. In fact, cholesterol, according to many, is a good thing.
Is it your brain 90% cholesterol?
Exactly. Those fats are what our brains thrive on. So the idea that, I mean, obviously certain fats are no good, the trans fats and that kind of thing, but cholesterol is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I got to tell you a couple of stories that I've had friends of mine and my own, my second cousin. And it got to the point where these people, if they walked out to the mailbox, they didn't know where the hell they were, or where they lived, or what their name was, and why they were there, or anything else like that. And the first thing I said is, they're on cholesterol medication. I'll bet you 10 to 1 they're on cholesterol medication. How did you know that? Because it causes the Alzheimer's, and it causes, Alzheimer's, I want to say up until like 1969, there was no such thing as Alzheimer's.
Oh, it's grown drastically. It's gone up at least 50% from the 90s, let alone from that far back. And there's a number of contributing factors. Aluminum is what Alzheimer's is, according to my research. It's aluminum deposits in the brain. And, well, where do we face aluminum? Well, we face it in the vaccines. We face it in the trails. You know, our rainwater, toothpaste, deodorant.
Tap water, municipal tap water.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And we wonder why Alzheimer's has gone through the roof.
Yeah, we wonder. And like you say, like your song says, that, you know, you try to shake them and wake them, and nobody seems to see it. They just keep going to the doctor and asking for another pill.
Yeah, and these doctors, you know, some of them mean well, but they're just repeaters, man. They're just repeaters.
You know, I'll be honest with you. A doctor is an in-between person. I forgot the word for it. A manipulator or something of that nature. Between the pharmaceutical companies and the patients, that's it.
Yeah, I buy that. I mean, you get shot, your leg's falling off, you have some sort of traumatic injury. Okay, maybe you go to the hospital. But for everything else, allopathic medicine has completely dropped the ball. Jerry, good talking with you. This was a good conversation. We're going to go to our next break here and come back with hour number two. And our special guest who's coming on with us, Lori Cohen-Peters, on GMOs and so much more. She was featured in Jeffrey Smith's Seeds of Deception, Genetic Roulette. And I'll talk with her about a cornucopia of health-related topics.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial